Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And what's my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bill Brandt and Rich Gannon are our guests. They're both political operatives. Bill spins to the left, Rich spins to the right, and both longtime operatives in their various respective parties. Bill on the Dems and Rich on the GOP. Okay, so Bill, there's this guy named Bernie Sanders, who I still think one or another of two strategies, had he followed either one of those, then I think he would have beat Hillary. I really do believe he would have, but he didn't. So now he's lost. And because he has such an impact and such a following, for him to make nice, the Clintons had to turn over a good bit of the platform to him, is my understanding. Is that right?
I think there were.
He made a big impact on the platform.
There were measurable compromises made, much like there were. If you look at the platform in Cleveland, it doesn't resemble a lot of what Trump is either. So, I mean, Jim, I think the short version to the long question is, Bernie was a phenomenon. I frankly don't think he was going to win, but I think 2 months from now, when we engage the principles, Labor Day, Trump versus Clinton, I think all of the Bernie stuff is going to recede into the background, and as Rich will be the first to tell you, I can't remember the last candidate who truly ran on his convention platform, if ever.
But what's an example of something that Bernie's made a significant influence that the Clintons would rather not have had in the platform?
TPP. The one that's going to be
trade,
the very
the Pacific
issue.
Trade Pact. Okay. Rich, go ahead.
Trans-Pacific, right. The TPP is going to be the most significant issue and how they deal with that. And I think everything else pales in comparison.
Yep, I agree.
$15 an hour. That's all interesting. But the TPP is one concrete line in the sand that you will see. And obviously the president desperately wants TPP. So this is going to set up an interesting...
And it's going to put Hillary in a little bit of a bind, though, isn't it?
Absolutely. It already did. Terry McAuliffe, a close confidant, I think, may have been a little too forward with his comments yesterday. They got overshadowed nicely by the better events of last night. But yes, TPP will be a problem for the Democrats.
Rich, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. Terry McAuliffe is my governor. I didn't vote for him, but he's my governor. And, he does that kind of stuff all the time.
He does.
And poor Podesta. John Podesta, the chairman of the Hillary campaign, he couldn't get in front of microphones fast enough to say, no, she's not changing her mind on TPP. But, of course, she will after she's elected.
Right. So, Rich, what do you think about the Bernie impact?
Well, I think that his job...
Going forward.
His job will be to continue to draw the comparison or the distinction between voting for Hillary and voting for Trump. He doesn't have to say, you have to lie down in front of a bus for Hillary. I want you to lie down in front of a bus for me, but that bus broke down, so there's no bus to
follow. Although there are some of us, Richard, if he would lay down in front of the bus, I'd be okay with that.
All right, I want both of you to answer this question. How much of a deduct will a recalcitrant Sanders fans be on Hillary? Bill?
The short version is this, Jim. Whatever infinitesimal amount they will be a deduct from, they will pale in comparison to the Republican deduct that Trump's going to happen. And that's the genesis of this election, that you've got to see how many disaffected Republicans can't choose to vote for Trump. There'll always be a few disaffected Democrats who vote for the Green Party.
But she's got other problems too, though. She's got disaffected Democrats who don't like her morals or her.
But it
pales
in comparison to the problems.
Rich, do you agree with that?
No. Well, here's the thing. I'm not clear on. Maybe Bill knows this. I'm not clear on what states the Sanders votes come from. My guess is they come from states that Hillary would win anyway. So if
Rich,
the Sanders
we're
votes don't vote, Sanders people don't come
York,
out and vote for
matter.
Her. It's not going to change anything because they're going to win California, New York, anyhow.
And Massachusetts. The real issue, as Rich and I know, Jim, is that the Trump votes, the peel-off Trump votes, will come in the Rust Belt. And that's where he can't afford to lose them. And in Virginia, as we discussed early on, those are the states. Hillary's, the true populist folks who were for Bernie are in states that are off the electoral map as far as Hillary's concerned. Right. She's already got them.
How much was, Rich, you're a Virginian, you live in Virginia, you just said that. How much was Virginia ever in play for Trump before Kane?
Oh, sure. Yeah, oh, absolutely. And as
but
Bill
it's not
out,
it's not now though, right?
Yeah, it is.
Well, it's probably not because Kane was the mayor of Richmond, which is in the center of the state. Hillary would win the northern end of the state anyway,
right,
because that's just the way that part votes. Kane is very popular. Was very popular as a lieutenant governor. You can't succeed yourself as governor. You can only serve
right.
one 4-year term. So his exposure extends down south of Richmond, which would normally Republican territory.
Right.
So I think that Kane tips that balance. And if I were advising Trump, you'd have to show me some really serious polling that says we got to spend $8 million
right.
in it.
Right. Well, I've got a half a minute, Bill. 15 seconds. Your thoughts on what we just talked about? Wrap that up for us.
I think that it comes down to the states that Rich and I talked with you about last week. And that's the Rust Belt: Wisconsin through Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Tell me how they go. I'll tell you who's going to be the president.
But also Arizona. People are talking about Arizona being in
Arizona
play.
And Colorado.
We know Colorado. I think Colorado's blue now.
Rich, time zone state. You'll know about this election in the Eastern time zone.
All right, Rich. Bill just took your 15 seconds. Hold on to that thought.
You
I'll give them back to you after these darn Democrats. Tim Till, right back. We come back. I'm going to ask about Ohio. What's going on in Ohio with Trump? Is that a big mistake? Tim Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.